What do we know right now about mechanisms of resistance? Why do these remissions not continue?
Great question. Very little. Before talking about mechanisms of resistance, though, let's just talk about what happens when people stop responding to this regimen. The MD Anderson group had a very nice presentation about outcomes after relapse from venetoclax plus hypomethylator, and they're scary. I mean, I think the median survival was 2 months. So that's a reflection of the landscape right now. I mean, venetoclax filled this enormous hole in our treatment paradigm, but when you relapse after that, you're back to nothing that we have for you. If you're not a candidate for, you know, an intensive salvage regimen, you have very few options. So, you know, the best outcomes that the MD Anderson group showed were people who had a FLT3 or an IDH mutation that could be exploited. Outside of that, it's really bad news. What's happening to cause this? Well, you know, this was data that our group presented, Shanshan Pai from our lab, back to that monocytic disease phenotype that confers resistance upfront. What we've also shown and what Shanshan presented is that at relapse, the disease is, in many cases that we've seen, is pushed toward a more monocytic phenotype. So it's very similar to the mechanism of resistance that gets sort of squeezed out at the time of relapse. So whereas at diagnosis, you may have only teeny tiny population with these monocytic or resistant features, at relapse, that encompasses the majority of the disease. So that's at least one major contributing factor. We're also seeing the RAS pathway pop up as an important likely mechanism for resistance or relapse. And, you know, RAS pathway abnormalities are also being shown or implicated in relapse with IDH inhibitors and FLT3 inhibitors. So there's some sort of final common pathway where these therapies are pushing the disease toward this resistant pathway. So RAS would be NRAS, KRAS, other RAS family members, PTPN11, less common one called Cbl, NF1. So there's a couple of these that are way overrepresented in the relapse setting. So I think those are things to look out for and things to really try to focus new therapies around.
This mechanism in terms of the stem cell metabolism that you've been talking about, where else do you see that? I think in the past you mentioned to me that some solid tumors have this phenomenon. In general, where do we see it?
Yeah. So there are probably a half dozen to a dozen papers now showing other cancers, almost all solid tumors, whose cancer stem cells have this exact same property, this odd weakness where they're totally dependent on one type of metabolism. So, you know, nothing I think is ever easy in cancer research or cancer biology, but is really compelling to see that, you know, there is maybe some, you know, common across the board weakness of cancer stem cells that we're illustrating with leukemia stem cells, but has also again been shown in all these solid tumor settings. And the ones that come to mind, breast cancer, colon cancer, pancreatic cancer, a bunch of others. And so could this be exploited similar to its, you know, exploitation in AML in these other solid tumors? I think it's a provocative question, and I hope my colleagues who do work in these areas would take an interest in this and see, because I think it's a possible target.